Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Sure, Ben Eisenberg, and I'm with the marketing team at the Annapolis Town Center.
And we're talking with you because, of course, this weekend is Valentine's Day, and people are looking for new things to do, especially during a pandemic. And you guys have a cool idea. Tell us what you have planned there with the Cupid Drive-In.
Absolutely, we're excited. We've been able to have a couple drive-ins over the season. We had a really successful run around Halloween with what we called Fright Nights, and as we were looking at February and Valentine's Day and love and all of that, we thought, you know what, let's bring the drive-in idea back. We named it Cupid's Drive-In. I'll be in the same location we've done some of the other ones in the past. We've got two movies that are going on. The first is Casablanca. Gates open at 5 and the screening starts at 5:30. And then we have a second movie, which will be La La Land. And those gates will open at 8 and the screening starts at 8:30. So kind of a fun way, to get outside, come to the town center, come with that special someone, sit back, watch a romantic movie, either a classic or a new one, and kind of get out for a little bit.
Absolutely. And two good picks. I mean, Casablanca is arguably the greatest romance ever. And
We
then
had
La
to
La
go with
Land, I mean, for I know it's hard for some people to separate what's, a current movie and project where it will be for all time, but I can tell you right now it's going to be playing just like Grease and other ones. It'll be a romance that's played for decades to come. Mark my words. It'll be an all-timer. So,
I think you're right. It's always hard to pick. Even with when we did the Halloween, we had a bunch of movies. The team, everyone threw in their favorite ideas, and we had the same thing here. We had a laundry list of movies, and Casablanca was one of the first ones on the list. But I think we chose pretty well, and we've gotten a lot of excitement. Tickets are selling fast. People seem interested. So I agree. I think either one's kind of a nice night to spend out with that. Again, that special someone on Saturday
Yeah, great job picking the old and the new.
night.
Okay, cool. So, can you, where exactly is it? You said it's in the same place, but what, remind us, geographically in Annapolis, where is it?
Absolutely. So we're the Annapolis Town Center, which is right off of Riva Road and Solomon's Road there, right pretty much in right near downtown Annapolis. The movie parking lot will be right next to the Gordon Biersch restaurant right on our property. So really easy to get in and out. Pretty much coming in off of 50 or Route 50 or anywhere in the area, easy to get to, easy in and easy out. Just to give you a little idea on it, on the whole rundown for it, it's every we have tickets for each show, so each show is ticketed. Threw a little extra in, so anyone that buys the tickets gets a little extra special package with it. We've got a $25 gift card to any Annapolis Town Center dining establishment on property. So once you pick that, you pick which restaurant you want. We'll throw a $25 gift card in for you. And then we have a little special gift that's got some little gift box we have with some champagne and a rose, and kind of make it a nice little night sitting there watching a movie.
Right. So people are, people might be splurging on champagne and roses and gifts and stuff anyway, and dinner.
You
Why don't
got
you
it.
throw it all into one package and it's $75 for the whole thing, right?
That's correct. $75. And if you want to come early, you can go to dinner and then go to the 8 o'clock showing or vice versa. So we tried to make it easy for everyone. And again, to get out, kind of get that movie vibe and maybe a little dining vibe at the same time.
Awesome. And then remind us some of the, rattle off some of the restaurants that are located nearby. When they get their little gift card to a local town center restaurant, what are some of the options down there?
Absolutely. I mean, we've kind of got a broad variety at the property, depending on kind of what you're in for, right? So if you want to come in and maybe grab a burger or a beer, some wings, we've got Gordon Biersch, which is right next to the lot there where we're going to be showing the movie. We also have got BGR, which is a Burgers Grilled right nearby. We've got running through our list here, Giardelli's Deli. If you're want to take something home with you, some great pasta or a sandwich. Mission Barbecue is right next door as well. So if you're looking for a little barbecue, again, either to take home with you after or before, that's a great idea. Neo Pizza's on property. So that's right next to our Target, right next to the parking lot there. So if you want some pizza, they've got great pizza. They got some excellent salads. So if you're in for something like that, that's something I highly recommend. If you want a little kind of Asian vibe, we got PF Chang's. We also have actually probably one of the folks don't people don't know them in the area, I think personally one of the best sushi places around in Annapolis, which is Zeki's Japanese Steakhouse, hibachi bar, and sushi up on the top level of the Annapolis Town Center. We got Zoe's Kitchen, Whole Foods Market's there as well. So if you want to get a little takeout, depending on what your style is. And I know I'm forgetting a couple places. I said Gordon Biersch. And oh, sorry, Cooper's Hawk. So if you want to come in a little romance, some wine, a nice cocktail, Cooper's Hawk is on our second level of the Town Center as well. So plenty of options, quick and fast, takeout or dine in. You know, make those reservations if you want to get in on Valentine's Day.
Awesome. Now, I know there's two show times, 5:30 and 8:30. Are you, I assume the $75 thing gets you into just one of the screenings. Are you able to stay for both if you want to do a double feature? Do you pay, do you pay 150 or something?
Yeah, you got to buy them for each set sitting. That way we're just trying to keep it to, you know, a smaller crowd. There's 50 tickets available for each show. So if you want to hit both, you would have to buy a ticket for each night. And then you get two gift packages and you get two gift cards, so you can kind of double up. But yeah, we didn't do it a double feature just to let, we've sold out pretty much every drive-in we've had. So we wanted to give, you know, at least 100, you know, carloads or so the ability to come in. So 50 for each show.
Right. So if they did happen to buy a second one, let's say they love both movies so much, wanted to see both, would that gift card still be good? They could use the other one like a different day or something?
Oh, yeah. None of the gift cards have to be used on Saturday. They're yours. So if you want to come and use them, great. If you want to come back another time, no problem.
Okay, awesome. What other details do we need to know in terms of, you know, if you are bringing people a date out? Let's say, I mean, I guess date would probably only be two people per car, but let's say, yep. I mean, maybe there's some single people that want to bring a group of their girlfriends or whatever. Is there a maximum people per car limit or something?
No, that's not. We've got 25 spaces for sedan cars and 25 for SUVs, just to kind of set the cars properly. But no, I mean, depending on how many people you can fit in your car, no problem. We are asking everyone to stay in their car. Again, trying to be socially distant and safe and all that. But, you know, if you want to bring an SUV with a four or five buddies, or no problem, bring it on.
Cool. And I, you know, you just said you want everyone to stay in their car. Are there any, what other sort of like COVID protocols are there? Like, are there, if you get out to use the bathroom, do you wear a mask, or, you know, what are some of the
protocols? Yeah. You know, and we had the same thing rolling through our October shows as well. If you're outside your car going to the bathroom, we will have a bathroom area set up. Please wear your mask. We'll have a cleaning station. You know, when it was a little warmer, people like to sit outside and watch. It is February, so most people want to sit in their car as it is. But you know, that's pretty much it. You know, we have a pretty large parking lot. We could definitely fit more than 50 cars, but we wanted to keep it safe, keep everyone healthy. And that's all we ask. If you get out of the car, make sure you're wearing a mask and, you know, enjoy the movie.
Awesome. Well, in closing, I like to end with a little bit of like, give me like a call to action. You know what I mean? Like if our listeners listen to this, like talk directly to them and say, come on out, you know, if you got a date, that it's Valentine's Day, that kind of thing. Give them a call.
Absolutely. Well, I think two things, right? It's Valentine's Day. We still have tickets available. So if you're interested in going, please come to our site. That's visitatc.com. Tickets are available there for both showings. It's a great opportunity to come in. We've got some great restaurants on site. So if you want to come early, get a bite to eat, then catch a movie or vice versa, definitely a great way to get out, you know, kind of a little romantic time with your special someone. I guess the other call to action is check out what, you know, stay in touch with us, join our mailing list, follow our social channels. We've got some stuff rolling down the pike. We got an announcement of another event that's going to be happening at the end of the month. Can't tell you yet. And a couple of other events. We've had real success with these drive-ins and other things we've done on property. So we'll be doing that through the winter and in the spring. So check it out and hopefully join us whenever you can.
All right. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, everyone, it's called Cupid's Drive-In at Annapolis Town Center on February 13th, this Saturday. Two showings, Casablanca 5:30, La La Land 8:30. It's $75 for each showing, and you get your gift certificate for a restaurant, two mini bottles of champagne, and a rose. So a pretty good deal there for Valentine's Day. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Ben. This was fun.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. You have a great afternoon.
All right. Later.